You could tell the story about how you got kicked out of not being able to fucking work for the mouse multiple times. We'll bring you back for the college program for the 18th time. Please don't verbally assault your roommate.
Okay, she had it coming, first of all.
Hey, adventurers. Welcome to Let's Just Go Podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Kayla. And today we're going to do a battle of the Disney parks. Well, the U.S.-based Disney parks.
Yeah. So we're talking all six parks, theme parks. We're not going to include the water parks.
No.
So we're talking about Magic Kingdom at Disney World, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. If you still call it MGM Studios, you're old as fuck.
Yeah, you are.
But thank you. But also thank you for a little nostalgia. And then we're talking about Disneyland, which is really poorly named because it's also the name of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it's also the name of one of the two parks. And then Disney's California Adventure at Disneyland. So we've got six parks. We're gonna let's talk about land first. What is your favorite? Which of the two?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a hot take. I love California Adventure. I mean, Disneyland's wonderful, but I prefer, I think it's because there's more thrill rides at California Adventure. Let's back up for a second. I'm officially in Washington State. For those of you who've been following along, I was in San Antonio. Eventually, endgame is Philadelphia, but right now, my mother has so graciously let us stay with her while we're waiting for her house to sell.
Like every middle-aged millennial moving back home.
Yeah. The struggle's real. We brought two cats with us. We've got Pearl behind me. She just keeps moving. I didn't realize she was closer to me now. We've got Pearl and Binks. They survived the flight. So maybe we could, on a separate episode, talk about how to travel with pets, because that was a lot more stressful than it needed to be, because I made it stressful. The experience itself wasn't. But yeah, so we're in Washington now. Chris and I are 3 hours apart, which is really a pain because I'm starting my day and he's like practically done with his, because what time do you wake up? Like 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the gym. Yeah.
Too early.
Yeah. By like two or three, I'm done. I'm done. I've already lived a 2 days life in that. I'm done. All right, so Disneyland. So you're in Washington State, which born and raised there, which is why, though, you have probably a slightly better affinity to Disneyland because it's a little bit more nostalgic for you because you went there more frequently. Geographically speaking, you were closer. So California, Disney's California Adventure, why?
I'm a thrill ride girl, and I love, like, Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, phenomenal ride. Incredicoaster, phenomenal ride. You want to go on Soarin'? It's there. Like, there's just Radiator Springs Racers. Also, like, just the little rides in Cars Land are also great. You got Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. You got Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters. I feel like I'm missing a third ride, but I don't remember what it is.
In Cars Land.
Yeah. No, it's just those two. And then Radiator Springs Racers.
Three altogether.
It's a good park.
Better food, too. And when they have the festivals, they're in that park.
Yeah, they're at California Adventure. Yeah.
All right. So more thrilling rides. I mean, you still have thrilling rides in Disneyland, though.
Yeah, you do. Here's the thing that we all know about Kayla, if you've listened to an episode, I don't like kids, and Disneyland is the more kid-centric park, where California Adventure is the more, I guess, adult-centric park, or not even adult, but just like teenage and above, I feel like. Like, there's stuff for younger kids to do, like the Redwood Creek Trail, which is a huge giant play area, essentially, a California Adventure in the woods, if you will, that you know, kids love. But I stay away from that because I don't have kids. I don't want to be around them. They're there. I'm hanging out, drinking my beer, standing in line for a credit coaster. You know, like that's what I'm doing with my.
Well, and the whole Pixar Pier too. I mean, outside of a credit coaster is geared towards younger children.
Yeah, because you've got like the games, you've got the Ferris wheel, you've got the swings. Yeah.
Like Goofy, first of all, let's talk about that Ferris wheel.
Terrifying.
What the fuck?
Have you been on it?
Yeah, twice. And three times actually. And all three times, not in the, so if you're not familiar at all with it, it is the iconic like symbol that they use to show California Adventure anyway, right? And all their marketing. But if you're not familiar, it's not a standard Ferris wheel, which by the way, for the record, you will never see me on one. At like a carnival.
Same.
I think there are death traps, right? You're dangling by like four screws. That's it. And you're dangling. It's too slow. I'd rather go fast and whip me around because at least.
They do have a ride like that. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the zipper? You're like not. No, the one where you're like not strapped in and you start like on the ground and then it lifts up and the centrifugal force just keeps you in your seat.
Yeah. The Gravitron?
Is that what it's called? Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not strapped in and then you can like slide up and you're like, woo. Yeah.
It's so, like natural Botox.
It is. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. So, all right. But let's talk about Disneyland Park though for a second.
Wait, we didn't explain the Ferris wheel. First, we have to rewind. Okay, so it used to be called Mickey's Fun Wheel. Now it's called Pixar Pal Around, right?
It's called a fucking disaster death trap.
So it's got swinging and non-swinging gondolas. You get in line just depending like on if you want to swing.
Relationship: one swings and one doesn't.
And it's absolutely terrifying. So the swinging gondolas are on essentially like a oval shaped track, and as the Ferris wheel moves, the gondola is swinging back and forth. And I think I'm with you. I think I've been on it three times, and every time I think I've been on it swinging, not swinging, and then swinging again with like someone who'd never been on it before. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll try it again. No, I will never again. I've learned my lesson. There are two rides at the Disneyland Resort I will not go on again. One is the Matterhorn. And the other is the Ferris wheel, because both are painful and terrifying, and I don't need that in my life.
Yes. Not too dissimilar from listening to us. No, I agree. I actually wrote it with Connor, who was a guest on our show previously, but
yeah,
at that time, I don't know if I wasn't hydrated enough. That hit me the worst. I don't know if I was hungover. I don't know what was going on, but it was rough. And the one time we got off and someone had puked everywhere. But I get that happens because you're going in all the motions. It's too much. Mm-hmm. It's too much. And you're not strapped in. And so you're like, what's happening?
And you start and you stop and you start and you stop and you start and you stop. And so like, you're just on edge for so long, especially like I don't do heights very well. So like when you get to the top half or quarter of that thing and you're like starting and stopping and starting and stopping, it's traumatizing. It really is. I don't need to do that ever again.
Good. I guess before we move on, you talked a lot about the Incredicoaster. I would say outside of the new Guardians of the Galaxy at Walt Disney World, of the two US-based theme parks, that might be my favorite roller coaster.
Really?
It's traditional, right? It's wooden of sorts, and it does all the, it still goes upside down. It does all the things. It has the fast chute, right? Like, and it's long. It's it's a lengthy ride.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, all right. Well, so what about Disneyland do you like, the other part?
It's funny because you said there's better food at California Adventure, but I think the food at Disneyland is fantastic. It's a lot of nostalgia. Like, I love Fantasyland. So one of my favorite rides at Disneyland is the Storybook Land Canal Boats, which is actually like a OG ride. Don't make that. If you're listening, Chris just made a face at me.
It's a strange ass ride. It's a strange ride.
It's anyway. Just like, it's, I feel like it's a great homage to Walt, right? Like,
yes.
It's this ride. So if you've never been to Disneyland, the Storybook Land Canal Boats started as literally just like a boat ride around some mounds of dirt, and that was it. It has since been built out so that you are on a boat ride through the different like villages of Disney characters. So like you go by Pinocchio's village, you go by Arendelle, you're going by Cinderella's castle, and they're all like little miniatures, and it's so cute. And there's also always like lots of ducks just hanging out, so it looks like there's like these gigantic ducks coming to destroy the town. But it's just like a very, yeah, it's very, it's not, like, nostalgic Disney.
It's not a very fat friendly ride, because at the end they're like, everybody must stand up at the same time. You're like, what's gonna happen if you don't? You're gonna tip the boat.
Yeah.
God damn it, your fat ass is going to tip the... So I'm always worried about that as being
that's fair.
A little self-conscious. I'm like, I do love that whole area, though, that whole OG area with Peter Pan and the crackhead ride of the frog, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I don't know what's going on there, but somebody was high when they made that. But that whole little section feels very, very uniquely Disney, right? Like you feel like you're back in that time frame. So
all right,
I love it. Feels big. It feels bigger than Magic Kingdom and Disney World. So for me, I love Disney because it doesn't have that hub and spoke feel, so it feels like you're keep moving into different areas. And I love New Orleans, as we know, we've done talked about New Orleans. New Orleans Square for me is awesome. I love that theming there. It's hard not to compare the rides there with the same rides that are in Walt Disney World, but some are better.
At Disneyland.
Yeah.
Pirates, better at Disneyland. Haunted Mansion, better at Disneyland.
Haunted Mansion, agreed. The Pirates is longer, but you go through a lot of nothing for a while, but I would agree it's better. It's a little bit better. All right. So you're saying California Adventure wins because of the thrill rides predominantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think?
I think California Adventure, I like the rides there better. I do love the nostalgic feel of Disneyland, right? Yeah. Like you can't ever discount that, you know, seeing the, where Walt's apartment was and his whole, the whole dream. Like you can't miss that. But I think California Adventure feels a little bit more like Epcot-y, as you said, a little bit more adult friendly. Like, and I just, it feels, it's more fun, right? And it's hitting the newer, generally hitting the newer movies and things that Disney has, or Pixar has put out, or Marvel, or and the Disney franchise has put out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with California Adventure as well.
I just want to ride Mission Breakout over and over and over and over.
Yeah, why is that ride so good? And I hate Tower of Terror.
I don't know. I was really upset when they rethemed it. And I was like, how dare they? I can't believe they did this. And then I went on it and I was like, okay, maybe it's not that bad.
And it's all it does is go up and down, right? That's and it's it. So much better than the Florida one because... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's more fun. It's lighter, right? It's a more fun experience. But I just need, even I think if the Disney World one did that and did like the up and down stopped for something and went back up and down. And I don't know. I think because you get that anticipation multiple times on at the breakout, Guardians Breakout. What is it called?
Mission Breakout. Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Breakout. Because you're breaking out the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I know what's Rocket. Happening.
Okay, I'm just making sure you understood the name. I thought that would help you connect the dots, you know?
Probably not. okay, so we have California Adventure winning for attractions and relevancy and festivals.
Yeah.
Which what are the festivals? They have the food and wine.
They do food and wine, and then they do Festival of the Holidays. And and there's also the Lunar New Year. I was going to call it Chinese New Year, but that it's not. It's Lunar New Year celebration. So they do that. in February. Food and Wine is actually, we're recording this in April, and Food and Wine is right now. And then Festival at Holidays is November, December.
Right. Yeah, their Food and Wine is opposite season of Walt Disney World's.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's move over to the world, over to the great, great, great state of Florida. Which, so now we have four theme parks to pick from, right? So it's not a 50-50 shot.
Ooh. This is a tough one for me.
I do love something about every one of them. And I don't like something about every one of them. So maybe let's, why don't we start, we'll go through, instead of talking about all four, what's your least favorite? Let's go there.
Magic Kingdom.
For all the same reasons?
Yeah. Well, so I think that everything at Magic Kingdom feels like a wannabe Disneyland to me. And I'm like, I can do this at Disneyland. I don't, whatever. This is fine. And I love the food at Disneyland, and the food at Magic Kingdom is garbage. Unless you're going to Skipper Canteen. That's like the only place, in my opinion, worth my time at Magic Kingdom for food. I do think that we've talked about Seven Dwarfs Mine Train when Rebecca was on. I think that that's a fun ride, but it's not redeemable enough to have me enjoy Magic Kingdom as a park.
Have you been on Tron? You haven't been on Tron.
No, I haven't been on Tron. I haven't been. Yeah, it opened right after awesome. I was there.
Tron's pretty awesome, but its length is about the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, so you're probably not gonna be like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. That's fair. I don't have that same perspective because I didn't grow up going to Disneyland, right? So for me, the OG, for me, in my life experience is Walt Disney World. So I do love Magic Kingdom. I could get a coffee and sit in that alcove. I think I've said this before forever, all day long, and just watch the world go by. Yeah. And because Lord knows the whole fucking world goes by. That is it's a special place to be watching, people watching. But all right. So that's your least favorite. Normally that's everyone's favorite. So you're the weirdo.
I know.
As my kids get older, I don't know if it's my, it is quintessentially Disney, right? Yeah. It is all the things that you're ever going to want to see. So yes, I think that's why it's most of the time people's favorite. Yeah. But I would say my least favorite. Ooh.
You're gonna offend me with whatever you say.
I know I am. Mm-hmm. And I say this with a caveat because when we talk with people who are like, "Oh, we're going to Disney World, but we're not going to go to Animal Kingdom," I'm like, "Oh, that like a knife in the heart," because I do love Animal Kingdom, but if I had to rank them, it does hit the last of them for me, but it's like the last of all the great things. It's something has to be the worst, but it's still not bad. Yeah. Right. I mean, there's amazing things there. I think it's so well laid out. There's such a nice vibe between shows and exhibits to walk through to attractions. So you're not just hitting attraction after attraction, waiting in line. But it's not for everybody because the theming isn't for not everybody's going to be attracted to Pandora or cares about animals or,
And it's a very, very sprawling park that is also a bowl. It is without a doubt the hottest park.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And it's as someone who used to work there and I had to be outside in long sleeves and pants all day long. It's miserable. When it's hot outside, that is the last park I want to be in on a hot day.
I don't know if there's any park we want to be in on a hot day, but
but there's no air, you're not,
and yeah,
that you're, one, you're not going into air conditioning even.
That's known to be 5 to 10 degrees hotter than anywhere else, right? Just the way it's, although I gotta say, there's very little shade when you're doing the Epcot scene. Especially in the World Showcase.
But there's at least air conditioning you can duck into.
Yeah, you can hop into the stores in the
country. In Asia, which is where I worked when I was at Animal Kingdom, there's Circa Zong, which is the store that Everest dumps into when you get off of Expedition Everest. But they've got doors wide open and like very tall ceilings. So it's very muggy in there most of the time, especially if it's like just rained. It's so muggy. And then most other stores, it's like a little stall. Like you're not going, unless you're at Discovery Island, you're not going into an actual storefront. And that's what for me is like really rough about Animal Kingdom, where like at Epcot, even if you're in the World Showcase, you've got somewhere you can duck into to get to air conditioning, to have a reprieve of some sort.
I do think in terms of, I mean, taking out Epcot, because that is built for lots of food experiences, but I think Animal Kingdom has some of the best food in the theme parks.
Yeah.
Again, excluding Epcot. And my favorite lounge, the Nomad Lounge, outside of Tiffin's, that's incredible. Yeah. Mac and Yeti is always a good choice if you can get in there. One of my favorite character dining experiences at Tusker House, right? Meeting the classics there. So I feel like, and then the shows, right? You got the Lion King show, which is probably hands down the best Disney show. I mean, unfortunately, it hasn't changed. So if you've seen it 87 times like you and I have, but I could see it an 88th time. Like it's so good, right? And very, if you haven't been, it's very Cirque du Soleil-ish, Broadway-ish type experience. And so I think it's really up there in terms of the show experiences that Disney offers. All right, so we have two different least favorites. So what's your favorite then?
So this is where I'm torn. I have a very special tie to Animal Kingdom because I've worked there. And I think that the rides there are great. But I also love Epcot because your girl likes to eat. And also, I love Figment. And I'm not saying, like, I'm not calling his ride Figment. I'm saying as a character, I love Figment, the character. I love Spaceship Earth. And I love Guardians of the Galaxy. So, like, it's hard because Expedition Everest is hands down, without a doubt, my favorite roller coaster, my favorite Disney roller coaster, stateside. My favorite is actually Big Thunder at Disneyland Paris, but we'll get into that on a different episode. But I love Expedition Everest. I also worked right there, so I feel very nostalgic specifically to like Asia. But like you said, the shows, Finding Nemo, The Lion King, they're fantastic. Dinosaur is too loud in my opinion, but other than that, I think it's a great ride. I wish that I'd kept the photo that my mom and I got the first time we rode it, because we were like ducked into each other terrified of the T-Rex. But it's just,
I would say, go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's just a good park, that's all.
I would say probably when they redo that whole dinosaur area that's forthcoming, you know, I think it'll give a run for its money, Animal Kingdom. It'll be much more attractive to people to get there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say my favorite park is Epcot.
It's a close second for me.
I'm going to say it's my favorite because, one, I love staying at the boardwalk. We talked about this when we talked about the battle of the
resorts.
The battle of the resorts, the deluxe resorts. But the for me, that is just that whole area, being able to walk into the back entrance, but having all of that access to all the food options, all the drink options, when there's almost always a festival going on and none of them are bad. You know, and you have, it changes up a little bit each time, depending on the season of the year that you're going. And then I'm saying Epcot, cause I'm saying the 2024 version of Epcot. They've done a lot to it over the last few years that have made it a lot better, and it's even getting better. It was, for a minute, lacking attractions and things to do that weren't making it what people call a full-day park. But again, it is my favorite. And when I go without my kids, it's hands down my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially now that the walls are down.
Yep. It's like Germany.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, I could sit on those picnic tables in Germany again all day and just watch the world go by until the fireworks happen tonight.
Eat some pretzels, don't sleep. Drink some beer.
Do not sleep on the freaking Epcot fireworks. I don't care if it's a shittier show happening. It's not, usually. There was some missteps. But you can't sleep on that, because if you hate people, if you hate crowds like Kayla and I at Epcot, you're much more spread out. It's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Epcot is great. My biggest qualm with Epcot is the same thing with Animal Kingdom, and that it's like so spread out. So like if you're coming in through the World Showcase entrance, so you're staying at one of the Epcot area resorts and you want to get to Spaceship Earth, that is so far to walk. It feels mm-hmm. like an actual eternity. And like you're saying, there's really not much shade, right? So like you're just walking around this path around the water. Like there's no shortcut to get you anywhere when it comes to the World Showcase, unless you want to stand in line to get on the boat, which also does not have air conditioning. And if it's hot out, that boat is like a little sauna. Like,
and probably isn't faster.
I don't think so.
No. Well, and same, I had bought an individual lightning lane for Guardians mm-hmm. and was staying at the boardwalk, but we had just did the half marathon that morning. And we were like, our bodies were hurting. We're like, we're not walking across the park to get to Guardians. I'm like, I don't care that I just spent $20 a person on this lightning lane, you know, because agreed. And same thing, even if you're coming in from the front and you want to go to Frozen or Ratatouille, you're walking a mile.
Yeah.
By the time you get there, you know, and it's fast. And everything you want to do is in all four corners of the park.
Like yes.
You know, you can't just get to one spot and be good. Yeah, you got to keep it moving.
I forgot to mention, when it comes to Epcot, I also love the land. Living with the Land is one of my favorite rides. See, I know it's again in the same way that I love a good boat ride. As long as I'm not getting wet, I love a good boat ride.
I do like Living with the Land. It's not for everybody.
It's not. But it's like, it's so cool. I don't know. I love sustainability. I think that's a great spot for that.
I think that would be another one where I know they do the Christmas overlay, but I'd like for them to change that up a little bit just to keep it a little bit more relevant. Like,
yeah.
Because again, I've heard that story a million times.
Yeah, that's true.
Why isn't Disney doing shit for me? Did you ever do the behind the scenes tour?
No. Every time I want to go do it, there's something. I think I wanted to do it when you and I were there last, even. But it was just like my schedule never aligns correctly to do it. So it's not expensive either. It's like 20 or 30 bucks a person.
Yeah, not much. Yeah. It's not that much money.
Yeah.
In terms of Disney. Have you done it? I have not. Know people who have and loved it with kids and without. Like even their kids liked it. So it's a good, we should try it. We should go. I was going
to say, next trip. Yeah, next trip we'll do it. And then we'll have a whole episode that's just dedicated to the behind the scenes tour. It'll have two listeners, my mom and Rebecca, and that's it. Nobody else is going to listen to that one.
It'll be your mom and your mom again on a different device.
Yeah, exactly.
all right. So we didn't even talk about Hollywood Studios, which I do love. I mean, there's some good rides there. I love me some Toy Story, Star Wars, right? Like, again, I love when it stays relevant in the theming. I do love the new Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railway, right? I mean, there's some awesome technology being used in Hollywood Studios. Yeah. Fantasmic is good to see if you're new to the Disney scene. but it's, again, that's, I could skip that. But I mean, there's amazing things there. And it does have my favorite in-park beer place. at the tap house.
Baseline, is that what it's called?
Baseline. Yeah, Baseline Tap House.
Yeah.
That is so perfectly situated to people watch and drink, and they have they only have a few snacks, a charcuterie board, a pretzel, and then some weird puffed beef thing. But a pretzel and a charcuterie board and a beer from there, that's it. That's all you need. I could sit there for 2 hours, and I do. And I just drink.
I've been with you sitting there for two hours.
It's wonderful. That park also is nice because it does feel a little bit more condensed in terms of moving around.
It's not super spread out. Yeah.
It's not. So it's good, but it's not our top.
No.
All right. So now I feel like, God. All right. So we agreed in Disneyland.
Yeah.
California Adventure. Mm-hmm. In Disney World, we're disagreeing. You said Magic and I said Epcot.
I did not say Magic. How dare you?
Sorry. You said Animal. You said Animal. I was thinking of your least favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said Epcot. So for you, which one wins now if we're battling Disneyland versus Disney World? Which one wins?
California Adventure. Yeah.
Why?
Because there's more to do. There's more to do. The vibes, I think, are better at California Adventure. Not that there's anything wrong with animal conservation, but I don't need it shoved down my throat the entire time I'm in a park. And I do feel that way about Animal Kingdom. Is like, there's always this like underlying, like everywhere I go to buy something, they're going to ask me if I want to donate a dollar to the conservation fund and things like that. And again,
they were doing paper straws long, long, long.
Before is true. Yeah. And I just think like dining options are better at California Adventure than they are at Animal Kingdom. I think the fact they've got the festivals, there's a lot. That's Binks.
Creepy.
There's a lot more to do, I feel like, at California Adventure than there is at Animal Kingdom, which some people might disagree with me, and I respect that. Because if you're into shows, Animal Kingdom wins. But I'm not a show girl. I'm more of a ride girl. And that's what California Adventure has for me.
Okay. So I was California Adventure versus Epcot, and I even compared the two being similar in nature of sorts. So I think for me, it's Epcot.
That's fair.
And again, probably because that was more what I went to growing up, right? Mm-hmm. So the nostalgia. I love the World Showcase. I know a lot of people don't, but I love it. And so for me, Epcot wins. But I think, like to wrap this all up, like, you can't go wrong in any one of them.
Yeah.
Really, right? And there is something for everybody, right? We just spent the last 25, 30 minutes talking about the difference between them all and why you and I like some over others, but I don't hate any part of any of them except for the people.
Yeah, if they could all be empty and only open to me,
great.
That would be wonderful.
You didn't happen to swing up to Oregon and get a lottery ticket, did you?
No.
Win the $1 billion on the Powerball?
I'm so sorry, because that could have been a thing that we did with that money. Yeah.
We could have bought out Magic Kingdom, and then it could have become your favorite park, kidless, and yours only.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is really random, but when I worked at Animal Kingdom, there was actually a night where a company rented out Asia specifically, and they rode Expedition Everest as many times as they wanted. I think that they had like food and drinks like out in the, like just outside. I don't know, because I was so busy printing out pictures for people, because they also were like, we're just going to give you a credit card and like tally how many people get pictures, and then we'll just pay for however many pictures it is. That was a surreal, like, wow, how do I work for this company? I don't even remember what company it was, but I was like, I want to work somewhere where they rent out this area and I get to just ride Expedition Everest as many times as I want. Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds great to me.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah. All right. Well, so then, I mean, the real moral to this story here is something for everybody. You got to go. You have to just go to experience it yourself so that you can decide what is best for you.
Yeah.
All right. Wrap this shit up, bitch.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope that you guys have different opinions than we do, honestly.
Yeah.
Like we're saying. Yeah. Tell us.
We would love to hear them and then tell you you're wrong.
Right. We would love to tell you how wrong you are. But we appreciate you listening to us, as always, subscribing and downloading and engaging with us. We are so thankful that all of you are listening to the two of us just bullshit for 30 minutes at a time. And on that note, let's just go.
Thanks, everyone.